Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Well, you were telling me the other day about a contest you got into with the Beard Foundation.
Yes.
What was that all about?
I got this email from the Beard Foundation a number of weeks ago saying that they were pairing up with Quaker Oats in a contest to make people aware of the versatility of oats and oatmeal and whatever you can make with oats. I decided I would enter this contest. There was only one prize, and it was a $5,000 prize to a charity of my choice. I picked the Missoula Food Bank as my choice. And,
excellent idea.
And then after I had been selected as a contestant, I received a box that had produce items in it, six mm-hmm. different produce items in it, and a big container of Quaker old-fashioned oats. The produce items included two carrots, two avocados, a chunk of ginger, a packet of blueberries.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I had to choose at least three of the items.
Okay.
Plus the oatmeal to create a recipe that indicated the diversity and the frugality of using oats. How would I use oats in a special new way? I decided I was going to do a dessert. I would use the avocados, the blueberries, and I would use the ginger.
Avocados, blueberries, and ginger. Many things pop into my head.
So my thought was that I would make an avocado cheesecake. I had never made one. But I'd read online, there are many recipes, different recipes for avocado cheesecake. And
really?
Some were baked and some were not baked. When I looked at the various colors of baked versus non-baked, I decided I was not going to bake this cheesecake because I wanted to preserve the green color.
Uh-huh.
Then I decided in terms of the blueberries, I thought that blueberry ginger sauce would be a very nice accompaniment to this cheesecake. That's where I began. Then I thought about, okay, now what am I going to do for the oatmeal? Well, the cheesecake is going to need a crust, and I can put oatmeal in the crust. But then I hit upon another idea, and I thought that if I made an oatmeal brittle, it's
what?
Like—
How do you make an oatmeal brittle?
Well, you make it like a peanut brittle. You make a sugar syrup, and you cook it to a certain degree of doneness. You know, it gets very thick and brown.
Uh-huh.
And then I stirred in oatmeal, the rolled
oatmeal.
Oats that I had heated up in the oven. And then I poured it out on a sheet of silicone matting and pressed it to flatten. Once it was cool, I was able to break it up and either eat it as candy, or in this case, what I decided to do
That's
was put it in a blender and turn it into sugar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I ground it really fine. So then I could use the sugar in the crust, and I could use the sugar in the blueberry sauce, but I didn't want to put the sugar in the cheesecake because the sugar was brown.
I see.
I didn't want to take anything away from the green in the cheesecake.
Okay.
And then, of course, I had leftover brittle, which was quite delicious, which I ate as candy.
While you were cooking.
So that was my creative use of oatmeal. For the crust, I mixed some untoasted rolled oats, some chopped walnuts, and then some powdered brittle, some butter to hold mm-hmm. it all together. I pressed it on the bottom of a springform pan.
I see.
And baked it in the oven at 375 degrees for about 8 minutes. Okay,
uh-huh.
So that was the only baking. Don't worry about the recipe because you'll be able to find it online at mtpr.org, all the details. Then once the crust was baked, the filling had the two avocados and it had cream cheese. I wanted to have something tart, so I added lime juice and then lime zest.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did that come in the box too?
No, they did not.
Oh, so that's an addition.
I was allowed mm-hmm. to use other ingredients from my quote-unquote pantry. I added some gelatin to it because I wasn't sure how the avocado and the cream cheese would set up.
So yeah, I see.
It worked out incredibly well. The blueberry sauce is very simple. The ginger and the blueberry sauce was great. I had a very crispy crust and a super, super creamy avocado cheesecake. And
yes.
You would never guess that there was avocado in it. I mean, it's green, but you don't taste it. It's creaminess that you get
it's
from the
creaminess.
Avocado. Yes. The whole thing goes really well with the blueberry ginger sauce. So that was my contribution. In the contest, it was a popularity contest. So people had to vote. And it had nothing to do with the quality of the recipe. It was just who could get the most votes. And I wound up coming in second out of about 15 due to a lot of campaigning on my part to get people to vote for the cheesecake. I'm very happy with the results because the winner, she had also made her charity a food bank in a different city.
I see. So
and I was very comfortable with that.
It worked out just well.
It did.
Well, that's great. You'll love that recipe. And then you'll also want to come back next week for
The Food Guys.